The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Can you hear now?
Well, yeah, but there was like a short. Oh. So it was going, you know.
Oh, did you replug it?
I don't know. I just touched a wire. Hopefully it worked.
Hey, it is the 15th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show here with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's been a big sport weekend.
Yeah, it's streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And Alex is with us. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone.
So what did you do this weekend?
I did the Taste of Reading yesterday.
Let's hear all about it.
Oh, man, it was so good.
What time did you go there?
I went there about 12:30.
Okay. So it went from 12 to 4,
yep,
as we know.
I learned some secrets about what to do. Probably the best thing to do that I learned is show up at 2 because a lot of the lines clear out around that time.
Okay.
And the samples are still plentiful. Hang out until about 3:30, and the vendors start giving away lots of food. So I got like bags of chips and a case of sparkling water. So
cool. Well, and the bands were, you know, one of my favorite bands, but I always love how they got three stages going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of entertainment.
Yeah. So the Billies played, and they're one of my favorite bands. I just love them.
You know, we had friends that used to go to the Wild Game Feed down in Anderson.
Yep.
And they would bring a cooler with them because they were going to have to throw away all the food, and they would just load their cooler up with it because they would then freeze it and they could use it after
But it
that.
Sounds like it, you know, I'm sure
sounds like it's
various,
a huge success.
Huge success. Various numbers have been reported. But so your takeaway was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. And I paced myself, made sure I didn't gorge myself all at once. No, it was really good. It was a great event.
Great.
Good.
Super.
Sounds great. Cooling stations, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Piano Angels had a big giveaway on Saturday.
It's called the Great Music
Giveaway.
Did you go to that, Alex?
I went to the tail end of it. Yes, I did. All the gear was gone, but I got a lot of books and music. And
yeah, I drove by at 8:50 in the morning. And I texted Pat and said, okay, there is a line wrapped around, you know, used to be the, what do they call it, the Italian, but it's the Grange Hall.
Yeah.
So at 8:50, I drove by, hardly found a parking place. I mean, I could have parked like a block and a half or two blocks away, which is fine. But people, and they were lining up, and I thought, that is so cool. That is so cool.
Well, I'm glad they gave away everything.
Yeah.
And they had 10 volunteers helping Pat and Pam. But Pat was also looking at make sure people weren't just taking these things to turn, you know, flip them. And so that they were actually going to go to somebody that was going to play them. Didn't have a banjo, though. Sorry, Pat.
I know. But
it was a huge success.
So great.
And Pat and Pam Karch.
That's another beautiful thing. I mean, because they're... Out of Piano Angels. And they, you know, we talk at a package that comes in and does some Piano Angel stuff when we held some of their pianos in the back room here. But... so we hear things inadvertently, and so he was talking about how he made the furthest they go is the Bay Area, but they've got such a network of different places, like such as a guy down in L.A. that is giving pianos to people who were burned out in their fires down there. So, but anyway, so he'll go into a home, and many times somebody's passed away, or they've moved, or they're downscaling, or they maybe had a violin or a trumpet or whatever as a kid, or it could have been their uncles or their dads, and they don't know what to do with it, and they just, you know, get a hold of Pat. And so this was a gathering of, and we had like a pile of instruments in the back room there. And those were all given away, so it's great. Because I know when I went to high school, I'm in junior high, and I played the saxophone. I mean, I had to pick an instrument. I didn't have to. I wanted to pick an instrument. And I picked the saxophone, so I had an alto. So, then you have an alto and a tenor. But, and they're the same fingering. So, anyway, but I was, I could borrow one from the school. We never bought one, but I could borrow one from the school.
Uh-huh.
And that was back when you used to have, like, instruments and band and all that. And so I just think about how much that changed my life, and I think it's very much like the arts. People don't seem to – I think sometimes people lose the importance of dance, showing up, being in a group, making music together, reading notes together – kind of like choir. You have to harmonize, you have to hold your place, you have to be respectful. You know, theater does that. And so the arts are just a great way to be able to help one be structured in life, because you do have to wait in line in your big girl pants when you stand in line at the bank or stand in line at Costco or wait in line for gas if there's a shortage or have to bank and have to all the things you must do when you're grown up. So it's a very good lesson and how to, you know, take charge of yourself in a group setting.
Yes, it is. Now, local stuff. Well, this is
national.
Yeah,
I haven't done the weather yet. I haven't done the weather.
Oh, we'll do the weather.
Well, there's an extreme heat warning. You may call it warming. 108 today, so it's going to be... It is a hot day, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 74. Tomorrow is called for a sunny high with 105 tomorrow. Now we drop down to just a mere 100 on Wednesday, Thursday 98, and Juneteenth is 89. So that's kind of an interesting where we've been over the weekend and where we're heading to next week. And on Father's Day, we'll be sunny hot with 97. We are under the triple digits as of Thursday. So might be the time for you to go out and ride, or whatever you're going to do. But today is an extreme heat warning at 108. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family, three generations strong, 365-3793.
Discounts?
For seniors and veterans.
There you go. Okay, Measure B that was passed already has a lawsuit against it from...
We knew that was coming down the pipe.
Attorney General Bonta and Secretary of State Weber against Shasta County. There can be no serious dispute that Measure B, a voter initiative to establish a county-specific election system in Shasta County, is unlawful. Even though it was passed by 56% of the voters, which was, I think, our final voting tally was like 48% of Shasta County. And it just doesn't name the registrar of voters, which you would think you would see in there. It's kind of different here. The lawsuit names registrar of voters Clint Curtis and five, quote, central election activists behind the measure as real parties of interest. That includes Laura Hobbs, Deidre Holliday, Carrie Chilson, Jim Burnett, and Richard Gallardo. So, we knew there was going to be a lawsuit, but suing individuals over this is unusual, I think. It appears to be unusual. So I need to get more information about that, though. And it's not whether it's what's going to happen on this. The other question is the county going to spend probably at least hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting this? Or are they just going to just not do it? Usually they wait until, you know, they get ready to do it, and then they'll take an injunction against it. So, which they probably will. They'll probably put an injunction against it and see if Shasta County is going to fight it. I don't know if Shasta County can win this one because it goes against state law. It's much more than just showing ID, which is going to be one of the measures on the November ballot mm-hmm. for the state. But suing people over this is, to me, seems quite unusual, and I don't like it because, you know, people that put the petition together, the people of Shasta County approved it, and then you go after the people that put the petition out. There's something strange here. We'll get a legal opinion on this one. We can call somebody. So, okay, got to take a break, and we're going to have Anne Marie is coming back, but two things. Knicks won the basketball championship. The United States won their first soccer game on Friday, 4-1 against Portugal. I think it was, Portugal. And
it was a big sports weekend. Let's talk about the UFC cage fight at the White House.
Oh my gosh, watched that last night.
When we
come
back.
It was crazy.
After, yeah. After.
Well, Anne Marie, we'll be right back.
Let her be, let her be, let her be, let her be. She whispers, ba ba ba, means let her be.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Magnus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We have a busy morning, so we're going to be pushing all morning long. We didn't get into, like, even one-liners we didn't get into, you know.
We will.
Yeah, but we will eventually. So,
speaking of one-liners,
7:20 in the morning here on the 15th of June.
Somebody on the phone that's going to give us all the update with the calendar brought to you by
the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding, California. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Anne Marie.
Good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone. It's good to be back.
Well, you know what? Anne Marie and I are now friends on Facebook. We've been friends a long time, but friends on Facebook. And her Facebook post, for 90% of it,
FOF,
is just like her.
We're FOFs.
Friends on Facebook, FOF. Uh-huh. We're foffers.
Yeah, now you know all my secrets. You're on my Facebook.
Okay, it's yours.
Well, today, June 15th, is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. This morning at 8:30 a.m., the public is invited to help place purple flags in the front lawn area of Reading City Hall, located at 777 Cypress Avenue. And tomorrow, flags will be placed in Anderson at 8:30 a.m. at the southwest corner of North and East Center Street. Additional information.
What time is that this morning? 9:30?
8:30. Mm-hmm. 8:30. And everyone is welcome to do this. Additional information can be found on the Shasta County District Attorney's Office Facebook page. And I love that they are doing this. Again, today, June 15th, is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. The Shasta Lake Animal Shelter is in need of some pet food donations right now. They especially need canned puppy food, canned dog food with no chunky varieties, please, and canned cat food, pate style. You can drop off your food donations at the shelter during the weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Shasta Lake Animal Shelter is located at 3025 Ashby Road. Visit Friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter on Facebook and view adoption information at cityofshastalake.gov. There is still time this month to check out Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, open on select nights through June 28th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. More information at turtleway.org. The Shasta Family YMCA is doing their summer food program for those 18 and younger now through August 7th. There will be a free breakfast served to those 18 and younger from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., and lunch is from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. every day. No membership required for the summer food program. Located at 1155 North Court Street in Reading. For more details, visit the Shasta Family YMCA on Facebook or give them a call, 530-246-9622. The Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library is available every first and third Tuesday of the month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., so look for the program this Tuesday. Veterans and their families can learn about valuable local resources, veteran-focused events, and more. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The Shasta District Fair will be held June 17th through 21st at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Wednesday, June 17th is Kids Day with $5 admission, and those 12 and under are free. Thursday is Senior Day, and those 62 and over have free admission. Now, parking fee of $7 still applies. Friday is Cattleman's Day. Saturday is Veterans Day at the fair, and our veterans will have free admission with the same $7 parking fee still applying.
What day is that?
And that is Saturday.
Okay.
At the fair.
So we can hit, free admission. I can hit Seniors and Veterans Day.
That is true. You can, sir.
See, what's the other days? See if I can sneak in on those, too. No, I'm just kidding.
Sunday,
I'm just kidding.
Sunday is First Responders Day with free admission for our first responders with ID, and it's free parking that day on Sunday. The Shasta District Fair event hours are Wednesday, 12 to 11 p.m., Thursday, 12 to 11 p.m., Friday, 12 to 12 a.m., Saturday, 12 to 12 a.m., and Sunday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. For ticket information and more details, visit Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com. Again, the dates for the Shasta District Fair this year are June 17th through 21st. On Friday, June 19th, look for a golf tournament fundraiser for Special Olympics, Shasta County, at Gold Hills Golf Club, located at 1950 Gold Hills Drive in Redding. Event starts at 8 a.m. The theme for the event is Let Me Be Brave. For registration information or more details, check out Special Olympics, Shasta County, on Facebook. The Friday Night in the Park concert series is happening this month at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. Look for the Billies this Friday night, June 19th, and Hook next Friday. Event time is 6 p.m. and the music starts at 6:30 p.m. The Friday Night in the Park concert series is being brought to you by the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce. Check them out on Facebook to view the full event schedule. The concert series will run through August 14th. Look for the return of the Redding Sundial Kiwanis Half K on Saturday, June 20th at the Lake Redding Pavilion at 56 Quartz Hill Road in Redding. $15 for those 12 and older, and $10 for kids under 12. Proceeds from this event will go to support the Kiwanis School Pantry Program. Registration is 10 a.m. and the race begins at 11 a.m. There will be music, activities, games, pink frosted donuts, inflatables, and lunch. More details on the Kiwanis Club of Redding Sundial Facebook page. The Cottonwood Certified Farmers Market will run the first and third Sundays going through October, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 20595 Gas Point Road. The annual Mosquito Serenade Wednesday Night Free Concert Series is back again at Anderson River Park, Sierra Pacific Industries Amphitheater, located at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. Look for Life in the Fast Lane, Tribute to the Eagles, on Wednesday, June 24th. Event start time is 6 p.m., and more details can be found on the Mosquito Serenade Facebook page. Check out Movies in the Park on Saturday, June 27th, next Saturday, at the Cottonwood Community Park, located at 20595 Gas Point Road. The movies are free and begin at dusk. According to the event flyer, they will be showing Jumanji. For more details, visit Cottonwood Community Center on Facebook. Bring chairs and blankets to the showing. There is a concrete and asphalt drop-off event taking place now through September 30th at the Anderson Landfill, located at 18703 Cambridge Road. This is free of charge, and they are accepting clean concrete, asphalt and concrete with rebar, but not accepted is trash, wood, plastic, or mixed debris. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m., and closed on Sundays. For more information, give them a call, 530-347-5452. Now, I will be back again on the last Monday of the month, where we will have lots of community events coming up celebrating our nation's 250th birthday. Till next time, everyone, I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Anne Marie. So much appreciated. Right. So, okay, thank you.
Hey, now, we've never been to Anderson Explodes. We need to go to Anderson Explodes. Yeah.
Anne-Marie and our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. Their phone number is 530-224-2345 for home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, and surety bonds, and much more. And with that, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign.
dance along. You get the feeling real good and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
All right, turn. That might be what you hear when you think about the New York's Knicks. After what, 50 some years, they finally became the NBA champions. That was
53 years.
Beautiful, and it was a great game at the end. You know, when you just have a like a knuckle biter or a finger. What do you want to call it?
Nail biter.
No, the knuckle biter would have been happening at the UFC White House. That's a knuckle biter.
Yeah, that was yes.
That was yeah.
There was a lot of knuckles being thrown, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right. He is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Yeah, I just noticed I had a little chip in my windshield on my way in today. I washed the windows a couple of times just to make sure. So down to Jeff, I'm going at 3208 South Market Street.
Good.
I'll give him a call at 530-241-8373. Tell him what's going on. He'll give me a, he'll give me a time to bring it in. He takes it into a climate controlled area. He fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your, family safety, people. Just go down there and get it fixed. Very fair prices. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And your windshield is inspected and analyzed for free. Yeah, that's right. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Well, the Knicks came. The Knicks won, set a record. Oh, wait a minute. There's somebody on the phone. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Endobot.
From Shasta Unfiltered. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Oh, real good. I want to thank you for the opportunity to give a big shout-out to Corky Harmon. He was the only Shasta County supervisor to sign our election initiative petition for Measure B.
Okay. Hey, Jerry, tell people what Shasta Unfiltered is.
Shasta Unfiltered is an online newspaper that was formed to give another viewpoint to all of the people in Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties.
Okay, now there's a couple others, Shasta Scout and the other one, News something. But you started this one, what, 5 months ago, 6 months ago?
We formed the Shasta Unfiltered online newspaper back in August.
Okay.
And it's just about a year old.
Just
and
about a year old.
It's
okay.
Grown tremendously, and we're very proud and excited to have another viewpoint for the people.
And would you say this is a more conservative viewpoint than, say, the other ones are?
Yes, sir. We, we're a patriotic, faith-loving newspaper that, we're all volunteers, all of us. There's about six of us on the Shasta Unfiltered, newspaper team. But, on another note, Carl.
Yeah.
I'd like to, give my personal opinion that if the Board of Supervisors, specifically Supervisor Kellstrom and Cry, they would Cry would probably have retained his seat, and Chris Kellstrom would have probably avoided a runoff, because if they would have apologized for suing us, Shasta 5, and we have some 93 people that were gathering 10,000 signatures all through the summer, and as you know, it passed 56%. Moreover, there's about 80% of the voters in the United States of America that support Measure B. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting for an apology for them, for the Board of Supervisors unanimously voting to sue us, even after Judge Hanna said that the Measure B could go on the ballot. And we still didn't get an apology or an acknowledgement. And it's really weird because Supervisors Kelsip and Cry are on record for supporting everything that we wanted to accomplish on that Measure B initiative. And furthermore, here again, it's my opinion, if Supervisors Kelsip and Cry would have acknowledged what we were doing and apologized, I don't think Gary Oxley and Richard Gallardo would have entered the race.
Well, I know that I know that Richard Gallardo said he was entering the race because of that. He felt that that Cry and Cry had betrayed the mission there to change the law. Now, here's a question, Jared: is the fact that it went against the state law? And now the state is suing us, suing the state, you know, the county of Shasta, plus those five people, and I don't understand that at all. I understand suing the county. I don't know why they're suing people. Until I get deeper in this and get a lawyer's opinion here. But, it was flying in the face of the state law. So what was the thoughts behind putting this together?
Well, it's primarily on the leadership of Richard Gallardo and Laura Hobbs that pointed out that the Constitution guarantees the right of the people to overturn the legislature. This is the people's will, and we are guaranteed the opportunity to overturn a state law if the people sign a petition, get it on a ballot, and we can overturn that law. That's guaranteed to us in the Constitution.
Well, okay. Well, look, we're going to have Shasta Unfiltered on as a guest here in the next week or so. So we can talk about the whole, how it formed, the things that Shasta Unfiltered is trying to accomplish. And it's not just local stuff that's in Shasta Unfiltered. You cover a gamut of things. And it's not just politics. Is that correct?
Yes. And what's really amazing is that Attorney General Bonta and the Secretary of State, Weber,
uh-huh,
filed a suit before the election results were ever out. They were so eager to try to go after the Shasta County voters that it's really puzzling and upsetting that they would do something like that and just try to overturn the will of the people.
Okay. Now, Jerry, I'll give you all a call today, and we can set up the time for you to come in and spend some more time with us, and we can talk about Shasta Unfiltered. But if people want to look for it right now, how do they do it?
Well, again, a big shout out to Corky Harmon, who actually signed a petition.
Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I was just making sure. Because sometimes our phone, the phone will go out on a phone call. But, okay, so how do people look, how do they find Shasta Unfiltered?
Well, a lot of our viewers are coming through Facebook. So if they go on the Shasta Unfiltered Facebook page and click on the Shasta Unfiltered logo, then that'll take them right to the website. Another way is to just simply type in ShastaUnfiltered.com.
Okay, good. That's what I was trying to see. So people, when I tried to pull it up last week, I couldn't get it, but she could. So I'm trying to figure out why my computer won't let me go there.
I suspect that we're being fiddled with, hacked, if you will, especially this Shasta Exposed gets on our website for some strange reason. And I think there's some shenanigans going on as far as having difficulty for people to access our website. But we're working on it, and we'll straighten it out.
Okay, Jerry, thanks a lot. We'll give you a call so we can set you up for a regular interview. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Carl.
You
bet.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I'm just thinking, let's take an early break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't cry out loud, just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Linda, did it make your heart, did your heart go pitter-patter when you hear that?
Well, what I do appreciate is that they've been voted best of the North State. And, you know, we've known Four Winds Jewelry and have been going to them for 20 years. Like, they designed my ring and our wedding rings. And so we were back with them when they were small and mighty. And they still are small and mighty. New owners, but it's a family-owned business. And you can go in and get all of your, and Leonard still works in there, Monday a month, or one Monday a week.
New owners. They've owned this place for like nine years. Yeah. So it's not like new owners.
It's family owned, you know, but you could go in there, and I love to hear the stories of friends that have, you know, actually a girl from the other day, on Friday, I was in BevMo. And I ran into a girlfriend, and she said, I went to your jeweler. Here's an interesting thing that she did. She had these beautiful diamond hoops on that were gold and they made them silver. They made them white gold. So they dipped them. She goes, I just love it because I prefer to have white gold. So, I think that was really a great story. We were talking and she goes, yeah, I went to your jewelry. So Four Winds Jewelry, and I like to people talk about, oh, I went and I had my grandmother's ring made into a necklace. So they can do all that kind of beautiful work. And, they really are going to give you the best shot and best prices, and you can, they're just so trustworthy. The only full service jewelry store in Reading, that's Four Winds Jewelry. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. That is kind of like across kind of kitty from C.R. Gibbs. It's that side of the street, and you can give them a call at 222-2750.
Okay, you know, we talked about sports. Okay, on Friday, the American soccer team, trust me, I don't watch soccer.
I love it.
However, I'll record it and watch it.
Right.
Why? Because what I do is I fast forward until there's a goal scored, and then I'll back up a few minutes to see how it was set up and how it was scored. So I can watch a soccer game, takes me 15 minutes. Now, Americans did great there. And then the Knicks and the Spurs fighting it out for the NBA championship. I don't watch basketball either. But I had it recorded. But this one I watched more of it because there was it was on Friday, I think, Thursday, that the Knicks came back from a 29-point deficit and won. Well, in this game, they came back from 16-point deficit and won, and it was all settled in the last 8 seconds of the game, and they won by 4 points. All right. Then you go to the White House last night, and the 250th. Now, because it was on a paper, it was on Paramount. We have Paramount, so I could fast forward through that too. But then I found myself, you know, I was fast forward and I saw the flag and saw the thing, so I stopped and went back just to see what was being said. Let me tell you, my friends, if you haven't seen it, I'm not talking about the fights. It was a total feel-good extravaganza talking about America in between the fights.
Did you think
it was loving America. We can do anything. It was loving our country. And it wasn't political. Not at all. And, extolling the virtues of America and the United States of America. And the South Lawn had like 4,500 people there, which is, I'm sure was, you know, max capacity. But then the Ellipse out there had 80,000 people watching these fights. And it was well done. You know, the announcer always goes overboard. It's fun to listen to. But the last fight, and they were all decent fights. And two of the young men, well, came out and said, I had to be on this card. 250th anniversary of the United States, 250th birthday. I had to be here. Well, he got beat. But the other one, the last fight of the night, was the lightweight champion of the world from Spain against a guy named Gaethje, an American, who is, I mean, he brings destruction. But he was a 6'1" underdog. He was like 7 years old. He was 37. He was like 7 years older than the champion. The champion was undefeated. But this guy talked about America. You know, they come in with the American flag draped across his shoulders. He's escorted by a Medal of Honor recipient.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
That made me a little bit uncomfortable.
Did that make you cringe?
No cringe. Made me a little uncomfortable. But what they were doing was they were honoring these American heroes.
Okay.
And so you really, you know, one of them's 101 years old.
And they had a fire captain, too, on the one side.
And then they had first responders. They have a Medal of Honor recipient and then a first responder with escort. They're not all the way down, but, right. You know, they were with them. And you could tell that the fighters were kind of like impressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, shaking hands with them and, you know, a little bowing of the heads and all this. But the last fight, they figured, well, this guy is going to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the American fighter just destroyed
oh,
the
boy.
Champion to the point where they were going to stop the round in the fourth fight, in the third round. And he said, no, I don't look good, but I can fight. Comes out for the fourth round.
Oh, man.
And the American fighter just pounded him, and he could not get off his stool for the beginning of the fifth round.
Man.
Now, President Trump was there. Dana White was there. Melania was there for the whole fight.
Mm-hmm.
The fighters would come out and shake hands with the president, and it was just...
It was his 80th birthday.
It was a firstie.
And it was his 80th birthday. And, of course, there was a couple things that were said that were should not have been said.
I know it's hard to believe, but not by Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the fighters made an inexcusable remark about President Obama's family. And, frankly, you know... Anyway,
that was dumb.
It was bad.
And that's, getting in the headlines today. But,
of course. But the rest of it was unabashed, love America, everything in between, military, you know, people of America. Now, does being a sports fan improve well-being? They've done psychological studies, and they've come out with this, even though they know if they've got a 50% chance of being really happy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They do. The question has inspired a lot of psychological research for cutting off reflected failure, distancing oneself from a team when they lose, and basking in reflected glory when they win. It's a win for mental health overall.
Well,
people feel it's not only it, and it's if you watch it too. Now, here's the difference. If you watch these sports, it makes you feel better, whether you win or lose. But people going to the sports, and this doesn't mean the professional sports. This means like going to the Colt 45s or high school football games or track meets. It makes people feel better, and it is not a cure, but it helps with people's loneliness for them to attend these.
That's true. That makes sense. But we do have somebody in our family on the other side of things. Mm-hmm. That when football season rolls around and his team, because he's been a diehard fan of this team for his whole life, grew up with a dad. This was it. And when they're not doing well and they lose, he said, "I'm going to admit it. I don't talk to me about it. Don't tease about it. I'm very serious about it." And he broods. And so, you know, I mean, you know, there's that side of it, and it's, I don't laugh at that or poke a finger and joke at it, but at first, when they were in a Super Bowl and we were cheering for a team that wasn't them and they won, that would have been like, now we know that that was a gash. Don't gash people with their sports teams.
Individuals that are really involved in a sports team have a higher self-esteem. They have lower levels of loneliness and alienation, and they have a higher sense of social connectivity. Fandom has the capability to help individuals meet basic psychological needs, like the need to belong. It also allows people to set themselves apart from the group, giving themselves a unique identity within the community. You may be a sports fan who follows both football and archery, or someone who specializes in a particular group of players. Individuation is a basic psychology tool also. So, hey, attending's better. And by the way, Colt 45s play every weekend. We announce the games, but going out there is a great, great, great event. It's going to be a little bit hot, but the games don't even start till 7:15 when it's cooled off, and you're right by the river, so it cools down that way too, and you're sitting in the shade. It's a great way to enjoy
Never been too hot there.
Oh, and they got July 4th coming up, where you game starts earlier, and then you can take your, you know, bring your blankies or chairs and go out there and sit in the outfield or anywhere, and you can watch the fireworks display.
Hey, can I say real fast that I went to the farmer's market on Saturday, and I was blown away. I just went in quickly. I just want to get some vegetables. And then, you know, it's something that you and I need to go to and make an afternoon of it or a morning of it. And there was a guy out there. He had a little sign, Semper Fi. So I went over to his place, making pizza
Semper Fi,
all kinds of different breads, and I got you some tamales, by the way, that are frozen in the refrigerator. And I just enjoyed it so much. And the reason I thought about it right now is because our next guest, last time I randomly ran into her one time.
Okay, we're going to take
farmer's
a break
market
for the news, and we will be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Rennie.
This morning, along with overseas markets, following announcement of that Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and Iran.
Vice President J.D. Vance tells Fox News this deal means Iran will never be able to have a nuke. President Trump making the announcement on his Truth Social page, saying the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all, explanation point. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines, let the oil flow, explanation point. Laura Winters reporting.
Well, there are some key differences in the way the U.S. and Iran are describing the deal, which is to be signed on Friday. Oil prices have fallen sharply on word of the agreement. Talks on Ukraine and Moldova joining the European Union getting underway today.
Viktor Orban's loss in the Hungarian election in April and a new position taken by his successor have allowed these talks to begin. They will focus first on democracy in Ukraine. Among other considerations, Kyiv will have to show it's made sufficient progress on tackling corruption. The overall accession process could run for years, with Ukraine's battle-hardened military and cutting-edge drone technology. President Zelensky argues the EU needs his country for the future security of the whole continent.
That's the BBC's Nick Beek. Russia unleashed a massive overnight attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a centuries-old religious site, heavily damaged, 5 rescue workers killed in northeastern Ukraine. The war expected to be discussed at the G7 summit in France with President Trump in attendance. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 649 points, the NASDAQ 625 points higher, gain of more than 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
If you're the parent of an infant, there's a recall you should know about.
Nara Organics is recalling its organic baby formula after a multi-state outbreak of infant botulism. The product is sold nationwide in Target stores and online. Federal authorities say 3 babies became ill in April and May in California, Pennsylvania, and Washington after ingesting Nara Organics whole milk organic powdered infant formula. The Food and Drug Administration says the children were hospitalized and given FDA-approved treatment for infant botulism. Infant botulism is rare, but serious. It's caused by bacteria that produce a toxin in the gut and on a water.
Swiss voters have rejected a proposal that would cap the country's population at 10 million. The initiative, led by the right-wing Swiss People's Party, nearly 55% opposed the measure, with a turnout of almost 59%. News and analysis at townhall.com. He lived his life right on the very edge. Ultimately, that is what led to his demise.
He was known as the Spider-Man of Yemen, and he has died after falling into a volcano crater. Authorities say 30-year-old Al-Kwaki Ibn Antar was climbing the steep walls of the Hardah Dam volcanic crater without safety equipment when he lost his grip and fell. Antar had gained fame for his high-risk climbing videos, which often went viral. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has celebrated his 80th birthday with the UFC cage fighting event on the White House lawn. The UFC event, which is also part of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, featured seven fights, along with thousands of spectators chanting USA, USA, prior to the start of the event. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. People were listening to us in Norway the other day and called in. So thanks for that. It is the 15th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Alex went to the
Taste of Reading.
Taste of Reading. You just had a great time.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Found out if you stay there to the end, they just give away stuff.
Yeah. I learned the angles.
Well, you know what? That makes sense because they've got all this food there.
Yeah.
And accoutrements, and if they don't, and even though we saw in the news, they said up to 10,000 people were there. And when you were there, you didn't think it was that crowded, but this is over 4 hours.
Yeah.
But even if it was, let's just say it was 5,000 people, they still raised $100,000 for local things here in Reading out of this.
Scholarships.
Scholarships, being able to donate to
Rotaries
yeah. and all these kind of things, and they said it's the largest single event something
in
like
the
that.
North State.
Yeah, single day event. Like the rodeo will put 8,000 people in the stands, and Cool April Nights is over a period of time. I think you're going to find that with this triathlon coming in. In August, they're talking 2,000, at least 1,600 have signed up, and they figure by August there'll be 2,000 people coming in here to run
participants, right?
Yeah, that's just the participants coming in to run this triathlon, and each one of them will probably bring 2 to 3 people with them.
Calling it Iron Man.
Yeah, the Iron Man, but it's not the full Iron Man. It's like a half Iron Man.
Well, it's 7-0 or something.
Yeah, well, it's 1.5 mile swim, 51 miles on the bike, and 13.1 miles on the run. In August 16th, where the average temperature is 107.
But they already have, like, for instance, the Sheraton's already sold out. They're talking about what kind of impact that's going to have on restaurants. Stores are encouraged to extend their hours.
Stock up.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of... They've gone
into small towns and literally emptied the grocery stores.
Yeah.
So here we've got a number of grocery stores that will be able to handle that. I imagine, since a lot of them will show up 3-4 days early, kind of climatize and see what the route looks like, all of this, probably take a swim in Whiskey Town, do some biking, some running, that... Yeah, this could be an $8 million benefit boost to our local economy just in this triathlon. And the guy that did it is the sports coordinator for Reading.
Commissioner. He's called the sports commissioner.
That's right, the commissioner. And he said we've got a three-year contract with these guys.
So this will be the first year to kind of see.
Yeah.
You know, how it's laid out, what's happening, and And they've been working on it a long time. They had to romance them. But once they got up here and they saw the beauty of where we are. So they've already, like I said, 11 countries.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people.
Wow,
it's
really,
it's really good.
Oh, yeah. They're
really
coming from all over.
It's a big deal.
And here's the thing about it is there's going to be people seeing Redding and Shasta County in the North State maybe for the first time. And they're going to look at it and see what we see, how beautiful it is, how friendly the people are, all the outdoor benefits to it, and who knows where, how that will impact in later on for Redding.
Yeah, too. I mean, I think.
And we're here with Susan Wilson, by the way. Okay.
Susan. Yeah, Susan. I think it's great for Redding to do some really good events for people to come to. You know, because they drive through. I ask, people ask me where I live. I say, I live in Redding, and they go, oh, I drive through there. It's hot.
That's all they think. You know. That's all they think. And yes, we do get hot. All right. However, comma, that's only a couple months out of the year that we get hot like that. And there's that means we got 10 other months that are just absolutely incredibly beautiful. When I first got back from Iraq, and people were telling me, "Oh, this heat! How are you handling the heat?" And I'm looking at them, and I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, a pair of shorts, some flip flops, and I'm drinking an iced tea. And I go, "This is not heat. this is not heat." Though I will tell you, I will cover my steering wheel up with a towel.
Yes.
And so I don't have the burnt hands.
Speaking of heat, I just going to go to the weather real fast. We are under an extreme heat warning. Speaking of heat, today will be sunny and hot with a high of 108. Tonight mostly clear with around 74. I know I go out in the morning around 5:15, and I take the dog out in the front, and I could tell yesterday felt not as hot as today. You can just tell right there in the morning. It's going to be a hot day. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 105. Wednesday, we're back down to 100. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are under the triple digit. So Thursday, we have 98. Friday, Juneteenth, we have around 89. And Saturday, 91.
Okay, so it's starting to cool down.
Yeah.
But
still under triple digits today. Whoa. Extreme heat warning. So be careful as you're stepping outside. Keep covered and hydrate. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned. The Kinney family, three generations strong. It is a veteran-owned company where they do give senior and veteran discounts. Thank you so much for being our weather sponsor each and every time we read the weather. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, the other thing, too, is you want to take your dog for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
That concrete, if it's 107.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah.
The concrete's probably close to 130. So first thing you ought to do before you take your dog out, probably early in the morning or late in the evening, put your hand on the concrete. If it burns your hand, you don't want to be walking your dog on the concrete. And I've seen people walking small dogs. So not only do their little feet get hot, that reflected off their belly overheats them quickly. So just be aware of that while you're drinking your giant Slurpee, walking your little tiny dog down the street. Okay, enough of that. We're here with Susan Wilson,
who is
representing Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And she said, "What do you want to talk about?" And I said, "Well, let me talk about the elections and the aftermath of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just local, but some national ones."
Uh-huh.
Let's start with national.
Okay.
This guy from Maine. What's his name? It's on the front page there.
It's on the front page of my magazine.
Yeah, right there. Just go in. What is his name? Garn?
I'm sorry.
I was reading an article about Plattner.
Plattner.
He is, quote,
Gordon Plattner.
He is, quote, oyster farmer. And he's a Marine.
In Maine.
He had a couple tours. In combat, at least two that I know of. Maybe, I don't know.
Graham
Plattner, yeah. And he is running against Susan Collins. And he won against a moderate Democrat that, frankly, the Republicans were figuring they'd have a lot more problems with. But Plattner clobbered him. But there are a lot of problems with this guy.
There are some problems with that guy.
Yeah, I mean a lot of problems. everything from a Nazi tattoo that he kept on his chest for years.
What?
And he knew it was a Nazi tattoo.
But he said he didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you know what he said, but, okay.
Yeah. I'm not defending him. I'm
no,
just
but he said, but,
killing him.
But after he was told about it, he kept it on, too.
How do you not know? Excuse me.
Well, because it could be insignia of an organization that if, I mean, I'm just saying that he didn't know was, quote, associated with Nazis, though.
Was it a swastika?
No, it wasn't a swastika.
Oh.
It wasn't that.
We know many, many people, including the Nazis, use the eagle as a,
yeah.
So it could have been innocent.
But after he was told this was a Nazi insignia, he didn't take it off right away. He eventually did. In fact, I thought he had dropped out of the race months ago because of that, but he didn't. And let's discuss that when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial Management.
There we
okay,
go.
I got it out of my mouth.
There we go.
Financial planning for protecting your lifestyle, Medicare and senior planning, individual and family health insurance solutions, home and auto, business group benefits, and commercial liability, all out of Maxwell Insurance. And the Judy Maxwell started her company back in 1993 and has been helping our community ever since. It's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And if you're looking for that second opinion on your retirement plans or your insurance, give them a call. It's a free review and evaluation of what you have there. You know, they may have ideas that, one, is going to save you money, and, two, make you money. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, you can call them at 530-221-0441. And we'll be right back with Susan Wilson.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn at Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And welcome back. And remember, we are under extreme heat warning today. If you're just tuning in, good morning. This is KCNR with Carl and Linda. How are you on this Monday morning? 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always streaming at KCNRradio.com. Today we're going to be 108, so that's the extreme heat
warning. Be aware. Mm-hmm. Be aware. Hey, Buford's there doing his only trick, which is laying on his back. And yes, in case you didn't hear it, you know, you're just tuning in. I'm walking down the hallway yesterday.
Oh, yo, God.
And there is Buford doing his favorite trick, or his only trick, laying on his back. And Linda has a nail file out, a big one. And she is filing down
his nails.
And there he is laying there with a big smile on his face.
Well, his nails were rough.
With his paw up. And then when she stopped, he put the other paw up. He put the other paw up. And so she starts working on those. And I'm like, I just walked past him. I didn't even know what to say.
And then later he said, did you do his dew claw?
And she said, I do it. Okay. Hey, we're here with...
Sorry about that weird visual today on the Free Fire Radio program here on...
Who else...
We're weird.
Who else puts... Uses
Listen,
their,
if we could...
Their nail files on their dog's nails.
If we lived someplace that we could have the horse come in and out of the house, I would. I want my animals around me.
Well, I have some kittens.
Okay, let's talk about your kittens. What happened?
Well, I had the cat. I took the cat in to be spayed, and then about 4 or 5 weeks later, or some time later, I lost track of time. There were four little tiny weeny kittens there.
Well, she must have been pregnant when she went in. That's the only thing I can think.
I know, but when you spay a cat.
You would think,
you would think that they would notice that and say something or do something or something. You know.
Anyway, so you have four kittens.
So I have four.
Not really. You've got more than that.
I've got more than that. I actually have nine kittens. But the
Because?
Because people drop them at my house because they know that I'll raise them.
Okay, now this is how we can
get them away.
This is how, if you're looking for kittens, take six of them. Put them into a beer, like a beer container that holds the six. That holds, you know, the six pack. Put them in there. Take them to a person that you think likes cats. And
Lisa,
it's a cat person starter pack.
No, our friend Lisa, she actually has spreadsheets and does the whole thing where she tries to home. That's her thing.
That's what I do. Yeah. I mean, I live on a green belt. Cats wander in and out. Yeah. I think when I last counted at the. I have the work done up at Shingletown Animal Clinic, and I think I've had 41 cats spayed or neutered.
It's the only thing you can do, because if we neutered every one of these animals, these feral cats, you wouldn't have
all. Then you wouldn't have all these cats.
That's a long-term project.
Okay,
let's go back to your elections. This Graham Plattner. Not only did he have the Nazi tattoo, he also has all types of statements he's made about women, about veterans, about farmers, including, you know, I mean, including things like, and then he's texting women with his photo wearing just a towel.
Right. This
and,
this,
and that was a week after he got married.
This says caught by his wife juggling as many as 6 separate sexting relationships with other people.
Addiction. That's an addiction.
Is that people or just women? Let's clarify.
I think it's just women.
The,
okay.
The quote.
Clarify.
The quote says people.
Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
It's still.
You're right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. This is the candidate that the Democrats have gotten behind. And it is national because he is an anarchist and a socialist. And his oyster farming, they have said, you know, he made $3,000 last year, and I think his mom bought all the oysters. I'm not sure.
Who cares about that?
Well, I care about it because you say, oh, I'm just a man of the people. Well,
there's no oysters discussed in this article. I'm just saying.
Of course not. Anyway,
what does that have to do with anything? Well, so you're an oyster farmer.
Well, here's what it has
to do. Your mom buys the oysters.
He's running against Susan Collins, who is
I like Susan Collins.
As independent as you can get. She's a Republican, but she doesn't vote with Trump all the time.
Nope.
And she is thoroughly independent, and as there are several
she's a good thinking,
Republicans.
A good thinking
she is like,
senator.
She's like the Fetterman of the Republican Party. And mm-hmm. Fetterman, of course, is a Democrat, but he doesn't agree with everything the Democrats mm-hmm. do, and he's more than happy to say this mm-hmm. is stupid. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but what happens is
that's why I'm a no-party preference person.
If he wins, you know, it can help change the if he wins, it changes the numbers in the Senate at the midterms. So,
it does.
Okay.
It does. All of these things are really important because, I mean, we have lived for the last 2 years on a delicate balance, and it changes the way that our government works.
And it does. Even though that the Republicans, as the Democrats have, mm-hmm. control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, the Democrats have done the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's the numbers are so close that they're you know that they have to work with each other if they want to pass something, especially Democrats. And the one thing that none of them have done, which is pathetic, is to change the immigration system of how our immigration policy works. Neither party has touched it. They talk about it. It's like all the candidates that roll through here for county supervisor, not in the last couple of years, but before that, we're going to get a jail. Well, they don't mention that anymore because it's impossible.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
But it's the same thing with, we're going to redo the immigration policy. Well, they don't.
No, and you know, that's something that they really need to pay attention to. I mean,
the thing that everybody agrees on.
Yeah.
You know, when you take polls, one, the border should be secure. But two, we need to revamp our immigration policy so it doesn't take 4 years for people to come in and do it correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Just my thought.
And recognizing that we do need immigrants in our world.
We
too,
do.
Because we don't have people to get all the work done.
Not all the work done. Now, but unfettered immigration, like under Biden, was a huge mistake. It caused divisions in the country. It's overrun medical care. Schools are being overrun depending on how many people they put in.
Yeah.
And so you need to have a controlled border, but then have a policy that brings in, and I'll say
you need a plan.
You need a plan that brings in the best and brightest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, enough of that.
Yeah.
If you're
I do agree. I mean,
think most people
you know,
agree on that.
I mean, so many, I mean, my dad was an immigrant. You know,
We were all immigrants. Unless you are a Native American and you can trace your heritage back to pre-Columbian.
Which many people can.
Which they can now. And even they were immigrants coming across the land bridge between Russia and North America up mm-hmm. in Alaska. Used to be a land bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but bottom line is And I don't know if it's too hard. Maybe it's, you know, it could be business saying, no, we need these. It could be other people, oh, we need these brains coming in because for technology. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But let's make it in such a way that we control it, that we don't get inundated, and that they have time to assimilate into being our right. American culture. And simulation is the bottom line.
So let me throw another thing on the table, is that we have many students from other countries come to our country. That doesn't mean that they're moving here. Think of the positive part of students coming here to be educated and then going home and taking that education with them, you know, and working on their country to make them better, well, or brighter, yeah, or yeah, more effective. You know.
But here's the thing is, many of them come from these other countries, realize how great it is here in America, and know if they go back home that they're not going to have anything like they could have here in America. So some overstay visas. But if they do it correctly, I would say that, yeah, there's going to be some of them that go home, mm-hmm, like the Chinese. It's controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
They go home.
Their people come here, they get a great education, and then they go home. But some of the other countries, probably many of the other countries, once they're here, they go, oh, well, I'm gonna put in for a visa. You know, they do it the correct way, but they don't leave.
Well, some leave and some don't leave. Yeah. But I mean, when you listen to people speaking American English, you know that there are a lot of people that are back in their countries.
That's true.
Who we educated. I think that's great.
No, I think it's great if they're here 3 or 4 years, then they get to know America. It's mm-hmm. not just in that one area. I will tell you, when I lived in Croatia, one of the biggest changes in society, because they had just had the communist leader had died, and Croatians wanted their independence, they wanted their freedom. One of the biggest cultural impacts, believe it or not, two things, MTV and Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
When she came on, it was like the country would shut down. And this way they learned, at least, I don't know what you can learn from MTV, but they could learn English and this. Uh-huh. But Oprah Winfrey and these kind of shows that they couldn't get before, they started getting.
Uh-huh.
When we took over and we took Saddam down, there wasn't any of these. There was no sat TV or anything because he controlled all that. All of a sudden, within weeks, thousands of these antennas, the satellite antennas, went up on that people's homes and all this. Newspapers, like 40 newspapers opened up. I mean, it was incredible because they wanted information. They wanted to be free. Anyway.
You know, it's interesting what happens in other countries because of what we have done, too. I remember I went to Turkey and everybody, this was 20, 25 years ago. Everybody had a cell phone. I mean, they had cell phones like we didn't have cell phones.
European technology was way ahead of us when it came to cell phones.
It was stunning.
And Japan was even ahead of everybody else.
It was really stunning. So one of the things that we have to do in our world, I think, is balance it out and take advantage of the good things that happen, you know, and immigration, like you said, is going to be one of those things.
It's one of those things. Okay, need to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from the old Subway or Lecky Miller's, if that's what you remember. I heard Submarama's going to come in there. It's a good spot. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. A great place, my friends, to get a haircut. Great barbers, friendly guys, it's a low stress atmosphere. You can make appointments so it works on your schedule by either using Booksy or calling them at 530-244-9478. I found them in 07 when I first moved here and never gone anywhere else. They're just good guys. It's a great barbershop and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated. And we'll be right back with Susan Wilson.
I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I'm everything, you, moonlight.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shot your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity?
107 degrees today, my friend.
108.
I'm sorry, 108.
Well, 1 degree makes a difference. It's a heat excessive warning.
Be aware.
Extreme heat.
Be aware. Don't leave anything in your car that you want to be there alive when you get back, if it's alive when you leave. Be so careful. Watch out when you're walking your dog. That concrete's going to be 140 degrees. And here's the other thing. If you see somebody, and you know we have a number of homeless, and they're laying
transient on
the concrete, call 911, because what's going to happen is they're going to get second-degree burns laying there. They're unconscious. They lay there. It's going to be a real problem. Okay. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. The elections are over.
The elections are over.
What is an independent leaning Democrat, leaning the Democrat way, think about the local elections?
Well, I mean, basically, all the people that won were Republicans. So, I mean, this is a very Republican area, as you know.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody.
Huffman.
Well, Jared Huffman.
Running for Congress.
Is running for Congress, so that's not really a local election.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually brought some of the figures. He did not win in Shasta County.
No, no, he lost big time. No, he lost big time.
He lost
he
in
only
Shasta
has
County.
To win in Marin County because they outnumber in the, just the registered Democrats against Republicans like 75 to 25.
So Jared Huffman actually totally in his very odd redrawn district, called District 2.
Looks like a rat.
Goes from Nevada across the top and down by the
ocean. Let's just say where if this was
a very unusual draw.
If this was an animal, it would be the rear end of the animal's tail that goes down into San Francisco.
It's a very strange draw, and when I pulled up some figures for something else yesterday, and so he got 54% of the votes in that new district,
two, right.
It for the primary. So people get confused sometimes because in Shasta County, the if you get more than 50% of the vote, then you have the job. It doesn't go to the general election,
right.
but not nationally. Some people are confused about that. They think that Jared Huffman is already the winner. No, he's got that.
Now he also ran against like 6 or 8 Republicans.
He did,
and so the 54% and the other were.
It's kind of interesting because the others all sort of drifted in, like Rose Yee, who's a Democrat locally, 7.7%, Robin Littow, who's Republican, 12%, then the rest were just sort of drift.
Yeah, I think that,
drift.
So what he's gonna end up doing is running against Littow. And the thing is,
right.
Then all the Republican votes will coalesce around her.
Right, right.
Her.
Right. It's a her.
Yeah.
She did a great job. I did their forum for their candidacy.
Right.
And she did a great job, I have to say. Both of them did a great job.
Okay.
The two of them, there were 8 people, I think, up there who were running, who many of them just didn't even know where Washington, D.C. was, you know, which was kind of frightening.
Yeah, a lot of them,
but
running on more local issues.
Yeah. And it was really interesting to hear Huffman, I mean, talking about Huffman, it was interesting to hear him talk about the people that he had come to visit and the time he had spent here and the surprise it was to him that he was going to have to carry the load and represent them.
Well,
you know, he was pretty good. And
well,
Robin the same. I thought Robin's from Siskiyou.
We'll need to get
County.
Robin on, of course.
Yeah.
But Huffman was on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I didn't get into a lot of things, but I wanted to kind of get a feeling of him so people could get a feeling of Huffman.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, you know, big question is how do you represent such a diverse area when you've
with
got
diverse kinds
right.
of people,
I mean,
right.
diverse
you,
business.
I mean, totally on the coast, it's yeah. one group of people, and everything east of I-5, it's a different group of people with farms and all. He said, "Well, yeah, but I represented Trinity County, and yet when you
he's had Trinity
said,
for a long time."
How can you do that? And he says, well, you know, you have to find as close as you can to the middle. Now, I understand he's saying that, but when it comes down to it, it's the people that elect him along that coast. They're not out here.
He's going to win because the Democrats live on the coast.
That's it. And
I mean,
not only that.
We know that as a state
the next time he comes on, we're going to get into those those questions like, what's your stance on the Second Amendment? What's your stance on immigration and an open border? He is the only atheist, admitted atheist, in Congress. The only one.
That was a fact I did not know. I have to tell you.
He says there's others, they just don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the only admitted atheist.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask him his questions because obviously you're a moral character and all this. Where did you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
Do not murder people, don't covet, all that kind of stuff. So where did you get your moral upbringing if it wasn't based on religious doctrine?
He may have had a religious upbringing. So I have to say, I'll pick my daughter. She went to a Jewish preschool. She went to a Christian school. She went to a Catholic school. So she got a lot of those things.
Yeah.
But as an adult, I would say that she is also an atheist. She would tell you she's an atheist. Oh. But she had a good moral upbringing. So she has built in those morals
of the upbringing she had gotten from a religious, the religious doctrine of Jewish, Christian, Catholic.
Right.
And Catholic and Christian.
Right. And traveling, meeting people who are Muslim, yeah. Buddhist, all that kind of thing. And
it was based from something.
Yeah.
So
that was really interesting. So Huffman is going to be an interesting election. Maybe not that interesting, but,
No, I think it can be.
It can be.
He's got the money and he's got the numbers, but it's not going to be, I don't think, just a walk-off, as soon as the day of the election, they declare him, an hour later being the winner. I hope that this becomes competitive in the sense of, if nothing else, it'll wake him up or maybe open him up to things that are going on up here in the North State, water, agriculture, wolves. He's an environmentalist. And he loves fishing.
And he spent some time with Heather Hadwick, talking to her about all the issues, because one thing about Heather is she really does represent this side of the world really well. Yeah. And he said that it's been great, the time that he's spent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
we have to take a break here.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let them explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Ear Talk Radio. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a local businessman that I'm kind of excited to have on, because being in fire country like we are, he has a business that can, I think, literally save homes. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow, along with a couple of other things. On the lines, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. As far as Huffman goes, he's got $1.7 million that we know of in the bank to use. Robin Littell is a great young gal. Talked to her several times. We met for a couple hours and went over some things. Great young gal. But Shasta County was a throwaway. One of the most genius moves that Huffman did was to send out the flyer that he sent out, the mailer you all got, that talked about where he was at and where she was at. She had all the values that really are conservative values. He had all the values that were liberal values and didn't care if, in fact, Robin won in Shasta County, because to him, Shasta County is a throwaway. Susan was saying the rest of them not voted, so Carl, he will win on day one. He will win with 50%, and this creates a position for us now with Prop 50 that in Congress, the state of California and the state of New York, with the Democrat Party, will control Congress, those two states. They'll have 75 out of the 432. In fact, even I'll leave it with this. Kevin Kiley, who is a constitutionalist, who is a staunch Republican, changed to decline to state because in his new district, he's down in El Dorado County, in his new district, he can't win as a Republican.
And you're right. The only thing that might be make a difference on this is you've got other states who are also redistricting. But as far as California and New York, they've got a large number of people. But there's other states that are also redistricting that may try to balance that. But I don't know if that's going to work.
No, it won't balance it, because the thing is we have 54 people in the United States House of Representatives in California. We have double everybody else and triple and quadruple most of them. And New York now has 26 rather than 25. Yeah. And so that's why people say, as where California goes, so does the nation, because California and New York are controlling the House of Representatives. I mean, the SAFE Act, look what happened there. I mean, we didn't even get five Republicans voted with the Democrats.
Yep.
You see, this is going to be a whole new ball game in 2027, and there isn't any pie in the sky stuff. I'm not trying to be the purveyor of doom here. But we have to wake up and understand that local government is going to be our control, and getting that Second Amendment court case won by Mark Baird.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Yep.
Did I just lose my sound here?
I think so.
You did. That mic has got a short in it.
My mic?
Yeah.
Does?
So, well, mine had it earlier this morning. Okay. So there you go.
Do you want mine?
No. Here you go.
Here.
I'm going to move.
So, any comments on Measure B before I go?
Measure B?
Measure B. Measure B was the one that said that we would have voter ID, and I think a lot of people voted yes because of voter ID, but there are many other things attached to it. You have to vote on election day. You can't do mail ballots.
There's a proposition that's going to be, or measure statewide, that's going to be ID, showing ID on election day.
Right.
Or to register. I actually think that one's going to pass. Here's the thing about Measure B that I'm confused about, and I've got to really research it today. It's not that they put, because you knew they were going to do it, they're suing the county of Shasta, but they're suing five people that got the signatures. They're going after people who wanted to put it on the ballot. They got their signatures, it got on the ballot, and as the judge ruled, you can do that. The ballot passed. Why is the state not only suing the ROV, but, you know, he had to put it on, but why are they suing the five people? That, to me, is very, you know, that can have an impact on anybody.
Yes, and I have to say that I do not know why they are suing those people. I do think that it was made obvious that Measure B was not legal. You know, judge even said that. I mean, it was not legal. And I felt there was, I personally felt in Measure B there was some, manipulation of the population that votes by saying vote yes on Measure B, voter ID. You know, because a lot of people believe in a voter ID.
Well,
and it was funny when I was in the polls.
Something like 80% of the people in the United States, 80% think you should.
I was in the polls, and people would walk in to vote, and they would hold out their ID without ever even being asked, you know. So obviously voter ID is a very important thing that we should talk about sometime.
I think we should. I think it's, like I said, every poll I've seen has been 70% plus in the nation across all groups of people saying that you should show an ID. You know, the other thing I don't understand, and the Supreme Court is getting ready to make a ruling about this, is the idea that because you are born in the United States, you become an automatic citizen. I understand why the 14th Amendment was. I understand that. 14th? Or the, anyway, you know, for slavery. So that they would be automatically citizens. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why just because you're flown in here from another country, and they do this, and you have your baby here, now you've got citizenship. I mean, you should, if you're born here to American citizens, yes.
And if you're born overseas to American citizens, you're an American citizen.
That's right.
Even though, I mean, three of my sisters were born in Baghdad, Iraq. They're not Iraqi, although they could ask for.
Yes, but that's dual citizenship.
Dual citizenship.
But it doesn't. But most countries, almost all countries, do not allow people just because you have a baby there become a citizen.
That's right.
We're one of the very few, and I do not understand what the big consternation is, because it would start like from now. It's not like everybody that was
exactly,
that says, hey, if you're born here to American citizen, you know, American parents, one or both, okay, fine, you're an American. But if you are just, you know, if neither one of you here, none of the parents are here illegally, or they come in just to have the baby, what does that mean? I mean, it just.
And I'm never sure, you know, it's hard to know how to balance that out, because some people do it just to have a baby in the United States, and some other people don't do it.
You're here illegally, and I'm not even going to get into illegal, immigration. I'm not even going to get into that. But if you are here illegally, why is your baby that's born here automatically being given citizenship? To our country. And like I said, almost all countries in the world do not allow this.
Well, I think that it came from our history where we were trying to build a bigger population.
Right.
Well, and we would say, come to our country, to our country.
But it was also because of slavery after the Civil War. They wanted to make sure that the, you know, that the slaves have been brought here, that they would be citizens, that their families who, you know, they maybe been here a couple of generations or whatever, they were brought here, but they wanted to make sure that they were given citizenship. Other people that came in, most of them came in, you know, in the late 1800s, they came to Ellis Island, mm-hmm. and they came in legally. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and there's the difference, legally and illegally, in my humble opinion.
And when we talk about immigration, then we have to remember that we are not talking just about illegal people. We're talking about legal people as well. We have a really big plan we have to come together with.
Okay. All right, Susan Wilson, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Y'all have something going on here next few weeks?
Juneteenth, Friday.
Okay, what's going on? Well, we know what it is.
Celebration. 5 to 10 o'clock.
Okay,
they'll
where?
Close Market Street.
Okay, excellent.
At the
downtown.
Park.
All right.
Great. Food, dancing.
Excellent. 5 p.m.
music,
to 10 p.m. Right.
Right. 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Celebration downtown.
So, okay, please join us.
Okay, everybody. 108 degrees today. Be aware of that. Don't leave anything living in your car and just leave if you expect them to be alive when you get back.
Including chocolate or gloss.
Yes, anything like that is gone.
Soft drinks.
Cover your windshield.
Milk
or
becomes
your,
yogurt. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to walk your dog, put your hand down on the cement first and see, do you really want to walk your dog out there when it's 140 degrees? And the big thing is, if you see somebody